Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much in our last segment to Dave Brousseau from the BCA and Brandon O'Doy from Football Hotbed. And now we turn our attention to last weekend. University of Miami held their barbecue, their annual barbecue for the recruits that came out, some high-level recruits. And Marcus Benjamin from CanesCounty.com was there, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Marcus, thanks a lot for taking the time. It was fun talking with you this morning on your podcast, and now we trade places.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a pleasure to be on with you, Blue.
Talk about this weekend. It was it becomes, you know, a marquee time. The colleges and universities have been off the last 3 weeks. The NCAA won't let them do things for that 3 week period, but they open up the last week of July for the purpose of maybe getting the recruits a little bit, you know, acquainted with one another, and, you know, putting them together in a setting of in their families with, you know, barbecues and a lot of conversation with a lot of the kids that they may know and they may not know.
Yeah, it's really a golden opportunity for the Miami Hurricanes to really have the recruits on campus in more of a relaxed environment where they can interact with the other recruits that are there, further develop their relationships with the coaches, and just really kind of have a good time. Everybody out there was really having a good time playing the new college football video game out there. A lot of the kids jumped into the pool. The parents had a good time as well. And I think it was an overall success, and it continues to be for the Hurricanes. And, you know, they offered a couple of players as well, including local talent Dante Simpson during the event.
Nice.
Mario Cristobal, he offered him basically on the spot. So it was nice to kind of watch that for a local talent like Simpson to get that offer. Currently committed to Maryland, but, you know, now gets the opportunity to stay home. So a lot of good stories coming out of that cookout on Saturday.
No doubt. And it makes me feel older, thanks so much, because I covered Dante's dad back in the day at Sal Broward. But Dante's a big-time kid, big defensive lineman, big, fast, strong kid. And certainly there were a lot of other guys there. There were some current commitments like Drake Hilton and also Jamie French, who I know Miami would love to target. He was there along with Darian Coleman and some of the other players from this class. And as you said, some of the targets that they want to get aboard for the future. Any other names that kind of that you had an opportunity to see out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a chance to talk to Justice Fitzpatrick. Of course, that's Minka Fitzpatrick's little brother. And he had a chance to really kind of reconnect with the staff out there. He's an outstanding talent, 2026 player from St. Thomas Aquinas. I think he will kind of continue to be a guy that will be on the radar for Miami. Jaden Pettit, player out of Southwest Florida, Naples, I think he's an outstanding wide receiver as well. Definitely look out for him. And I tell you what, Blue, I was really impressed with a 2028 quarterback, and that's Neiman Lawrence. I mean, this kid is unbelievable. This kid has a chance to really be the number one receiver out of the 2028 class.
And a draftable baseball player, too. That'll show you. I mean, and a great student at Ransom Everglades. And, you know, it's great when you go to those small schools like a Ransom Everglades or where you were looking at Pettit, who comes from First Baptist, which is a Class A school on Southwest Florida. So they're not – and that shows a lot about Miami's recruiting and a lot of their coaches, that they turn over a lot of rocks.
Yeah, absolutely. They're able to find talent pretty much across the country. Another player I wanted to mention who was really impressive is Mikhail Blade out of Illinois. He's really the top player that Rivals has ranked out of the state of Illinois, and he absolutely loved the environment. He actually mentioned that the air just kind of tastes better out here in South Florida. I mean, it's really a great opportunity for kids like that who have maybe never been to South Florida to really kind of experience the weather, of course, the pool that's on campus, and, you know, just kind of experience a totally different environment out here. Another player I want to mention really quick for Hurricanes fans is Camden Portis. I'm sure fans recognize the name, and he is indeed the son of Clinton Portis, the outstanding running back of the 2001 championship team. He is a rising defensive back out of the Carolina area.
Nice.
He was there as well. Really good impressed stuff. With the Miami staff, and the staff continues to build a relationship with him. So look out for him from the 2026. Yeah. Well,
we will. We want everybody to read stuff. I don't want you to tell everybody everything. How can they find you on your website and also social media?
Sure, absolutely. CanesCounty.com for all exclusive stories on the players that I did talk to over the weekend. Also follow Canes County on Twitter and Instagram, and also follow me on Twitter, or X, as we should call it, at Benjamin Rivals.
Okay, Marcus, thank you, brother. I appreciate you joining us. And that ends hour number one. What a great hour. Don't go away. Mario Cristobal will be with us on the other side.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.